The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For halachic wills and estates, or other inyana Yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
This week's Parsha is Korach. After Korach Vadaser destroyed, Klal Yisrael, the remaining members of Klal Yisrael, complain to Moshe V'Aaron about the harsh punishment that met Korach V'Adosai. The wrath of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Charoin Af, is aroused. And the Pasuk says by Revi, in Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk says, V'idaber Shama Moshe Lema, Hiroimu Mitecho Edo Azois, separate yourself, V'achala Oysam Kiroga, I will destroy Klal Yisrael, V'yiplo Apneim, V'idaven HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The next thing that happens is something that has been the subject of a controversy, exactly how that played itself out. And we're going to discuss one halachic aspect of what happens next. Vayomer Moshe el Aaron. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Aaron, seemingly midas atzmoi. Kach es hamachto, take the pan that was used for k'toris, v'seno leo esh, mi'al ha'mezbech, v'sim k'toris, v'hoilach meher lo edu v'chaper aleim. Go be maktir the k'toris that was normally brought in the k'odesh, on the mezbech azov, be maktir that b'chutz, that means in the machne, which is an averit, be maktir k'toris outside of the regular seder hakrov is certainly Hakrovas chutz, it's certainly an aver. Haktoras k'toras, shaloi b'mkoymoi, v'chaper alem, ki yotzo ha-ketzim ufnei Hashem echel ha-nogim. What's this about? What's this k'toras about? So we have a Gemara in Shabbos Daf Pei Tesem at Aleph. Rashi alludes to it. The Gemara says like this. B'shosh olam Moshe l'amorim. Before this event took place, when Moshe Rabbeinu had gone up to receive the Torah, it says he found favor, whatever that means, Be'enei Malachi Ashoris, and even the Malach HaMovis was Motzochein. He was Motzochein Be'enei Malach HaMovis. Omer Malachi Ashoris of Nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbeinu Shalom, what's he doing here? He's taking the Torah, famous back and forth. Moshe Rabbeinu was Menatzeach. Miyad Kol Echod Ve'Echod Nasa Le'oyiv. Sounds like there's a club. Well, what it means is there's Koichos Ruchnim in the world. We refer to them as Malachim, and Moshe Rabbeinu, when he went up to bring down the Torah, that means he went down to create that the Kedusha of Kiviyochol Yizbarach Shmoy would be Shoyre B'tachtoinim, all the Koichos Haruchnim of the entire Bria, the Srofim, Eifanim, Chayas HaKodesh, Malach Gavriel, Malach Rufol, Malach Matatin, all the Koichos Haruchnim in the Shmei Shemayim, all of them joined up in harmony to give Moshe Rabbeinu that koyach to create a modor b'lashchina b'tachtoinim, which the Medrash expresses as miyad kol echad v'echad nasa le'oyev u'mosa le'dova. They all gave him over their secrets. Shenema olisa la'moroim, you rose above. Shavisa shevi, you took prisoners, which means you came back to this world with all the koyches aruchniim that exist in Yenevelt. Af malach hamovis mosa le'dova. What was the malach hamovis mosa le'oyev? Shakteris Moinas Magefa. Malach HaMovis told him a soid, that in his business there's something there that could compromise. I don't know why anybody hasn't thought of it and what the equivalent is. Legabe coronavirus. The truth of the matter is that is a school that has been said over Amiras Pitamakteris in its entirety with Kavon a few times a day is a school of Letzos HaMagefa. K'toris moinas magefa. Shenema vayitin sakteris vayichape aloom. Vayime vayamid ben amesim ben achayim. Aaron HaKohen went out vayamid ben amesim ben achayim. And the Malach HaMovis was stopped in his tracks. As I stated in the Gemara in Shabbos. Daf Petes. Rashi says in Pasuk Yud Gimel, we just read the Pasuk of Pasuk Yud Aleph. But in Pasuk Yud Gimel of vayamid ben amesim ben achayim, Rashi says, he stopped the Malach forcibly. Allow me to do, the Rebbein Shalom told me to wreak havoc. Moshe Rabbeinu told me to stop you. I'm doing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're coming with the wishes of a boss of a dom. Moshe Rabbeinu certainly only said what the Rebbein Shalom told him. They went, they asked, and that's what it was. It would sound from the way Rashi brings it, that Moshe Rabbeinu only told Aaron to be makted the Ketores. Again, shaloi b'mokim, shaloi b'zman, only with a tzivi, with an expressed tzivi from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You look at the Medrash Tanchuma, it seems clear not that way. Moshe Rabbeinu told Aaron midas atzmoi. And thereafter, Aaron HaKoyin, then Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maskim. But at the point where Moshe Rabbeinu tells Aaron midas atzmoi, if that's the pshat in the Medrash, it would seem like, what's the heter? If it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying b'chmoi d'va atzmoi, no. But if Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Aaron, so either one has to say that it's a nevuah. It's like a similar to Eliyahu Bahar HaKarmel, where there was an express tzivui to be over on Shchut Echutz. Eliyahu told the Nevi HaBal, he himself was Makriv Shchut Echutz, and all that was in order to show Hashem Walikim. The famous story of the Eliyahu, the showdown between Eliyahu and Nevi HaBal. What would be more mistaber from the Medrash, it sounds that way, is that Moshe Rabbeinu had an express nevuah to make a showdown between himself and the followers of Korach, and that's why the beginning of the parasha, the way they were supposed to show themselves, was by b'makta k'tayrus. Had Moshe Rabbeinu that type of showdown, we have mufush in the pasuk be'eliyoh hanavi b'har ha'karmel. That's mistama what happened also between Moshe and the not Nevi HaBal, but the false talmidim of Korach. But over here we're talking about not a showdown in order to prove that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. We're talking over here about Atzolas Nefoshes of Klal Yisrael. So we know that Kol HaTorah Kulo is Nidcheh Pnei Pikuach Nefoshes. Is that what was going on over here? If Moshe Rabbeinu said Midas Atzmai, so you could say to save Jewish lives, one is allowed to do anything, and that's where Moshe Rabbeinu was coming from. You could say that. The problem is that the normal model of Pikuach Nefoshes is doctors, paramedics, anything that's necessary, medicines, hospitals, IVs, injections, Rahman al-Son, we've seen enough of that in the last few months. That would be the normal tsura, the normal misgeret program of Pikuach Nefoshes. Who says that a spiritual intervention, what we'll call a sgula refuis, a refuis sgulis, we'll call this a spiritual type of healing, is also good for, and there's a heter pikuach nefashis? Now, why not? Jewish lives are Jewish lives. So let's open up the sugya a little bit. What's one makar that we have is a medrash in medrash in Esther, which seems to say that this that Esther told Mordechai, v'tzumo alai shloishes yomim laila v'yoyim, they fasted 3 days. It's clear in the Gemara Megillah that was on the first day of Pesach, the Gemara Megillah Daf Tezvov. They were mevatel, it says over there, they were mevatel l'mitzvah seh v'achilas matzah. How are they mevatel l'mitzvah seh? Teretz is b'kuch nefoshes. The Medrash seems very clear that way. It's a Medrash in Esther. Based on the Gemara Yuma Daf Pehel, and based on b'kuch nefoshes. The same way we say, the Gemalosh of the Gemara is mutav sheichal Shabbos achas, b'chdei sheyishma Shabbos harbe, better for Hatzolah to come, to put somebody on a ventilator, Rachman al Islam, Be'ezus Hashem, he should live and keep many Shabbosos, but for the same price, better that Klal Yisrael should be Mevatel, one Achilas Matzah, in order to be Mevatel the Gzeira, and they should be able to keep, Lohem, V'Ladere Seyem, many more Pesachs of eating Matzah. The problem is that there's a famous story that happened, it seems like it happened in the mid-1800s, maybe the earlier, the 1830s, the 1840s, and Reb Shlomo Kluger, who was one of the Gedolei Hador, Reb Shlomo Kluger was the famous Goyin of Brod, and in his Tshuva Sefer, he has many Sefer, Reb Shlomo Kluger was a prolific author, and in Tshuvas, Bacharta Bachayim Simen Pei Zayim, he says like this, Hetzikisani Ruchi, I'm much disturbed by Chilul Shabbos that was done, Shaloi Kalocha. What happened was, there was a story in the town of Zlotchev, which is a small town in Galicia near Brod, and it's not far away from where Reb Shlomo Kluger was. The Belzer, it seems the Belzer Rebbe doesn't quote who, but it's brought down also from the Masham that it was the famous Belzer Rebbe, the Heilige Sar Shalom of Belz, happened to have been abroad, and one of the Dayanim in Zlotchim allowed a kvittel to be written on Shabbos with the name of somebody who was a Chel Sheish V'Sakona and his mother's name to be sent quickly. Again, the Masham brings the Legabi, the kvittel was written. The way Reb Shlomo Kluger brings it, the Shiloh was a Shiloh of traveling more than 3 parsois, 12 mil, which is Tchumen Deiraisa. So we're not talking about Issed Rabbana, which is Hutter. We're talking about Issed Deiraisa. So only bona fide Pekuch Nefoshes. And Reb Shlomo Kluger is very upset about it. He says that you cannot invoke a spiritual school. He says, even if you have a tzaddik, Kerb Chanina ben Doisa, the Gemara guarantees his tefillos are answered, you can't be Mechal Shabbos except Ayidei accepted medical practice. Azoi shteit by Reb Shlomo Kluger. Now, did Reb Shlomo Kluger machzik nishvisadik from what we just said, Legabe Mordechai and Esther? Did he machzik nishvisadik from the Medrash, the Midrashim that we're talking about, Legabe Aaron and Moshe? He brings a Gemara in Tainus Yudalid, where it says that Be'ez Tzora, Mutter Lizoik B'Shabbos Le'Ezra, one is allowed to call out for help, which is accepted. If the enemy is attacking on Shabbos, you're allowed to call out for help. V'loy Litzo'oka, not Tfilo. To make a public Tfilo on Shabbos, Be'ez Tzora, he says, because we're not sure. The Gemara says this in the times of Rabbi Yossi. He says, Kal V'Chaymer, a tzaddik in the mid-1800s in Galicia, are we so sure that his tefillos are going to be answered that that's considered acceptable intervention to be Mechal Shabbos? He also brings, which is L'chara Ben Makar, it's not Al-Der Drush, a halacha. The Mishnah in Yuma Daf Pei Gimel, Amin Aleph, says like this, Mishnah Noshchei Kelev Shoyte, somebody was bitten. Those days they didn't have anything to do against rabies. Mishnah Noshchei Kelev Shoyte, Kiyadu is at risk for a number of diseases. Machilin Oisei, the Gemara says, however, that there was a refuah gulis of Machilin Oisei to give him to eat mechatzah kovet shaloi. Take the dog, shoot the dog, kill the dog, and take out his liver, and from the chotzer kovet, from the lobe of the liver, that has, l'chayim, we can understand, that has the antibodies. But it wasn't understood then. It was understood to be some type of spiritual skula that ke'ilu from the mashchis comes the refuah. And the Mishnah argues, again, I want to take back the Nusach that I just said, of that we understand better. Obviously, if Chazal understood that it wasn't a straightforward medical intervention, that means that it's not. All it is a spiritual type of intervention. The Rambam explains it that way over there in Pirshei Mishnayis. And there's a machloikis over there between Rav Masi ben Choresh and the Chachomim, whether you're allowed to do that. We paskin, the Rambam is clear, we paskin, like the Chachomim, you're not allowed to feed him. Which seems quite clear that even someone which is accepted, refuas gulis, cannot override Yisurei Torah. It does not have the din of Pekuach Nefoshes. Agav, as an aside, Reb Shlomo Kluger over there says that even an Issed Rabbonon would ultimately has no heter if it's only a refuas gulis. There's no din. We know that even a Chol Hashem B'Sakon, you're allowed to do anything Mishum refuah. By many cases of Chayla. He says that even in Issed Rabbonon, you would not allow to be over if it's only a refuah skulis. His raya is from a Mishnah in Shabbos that says wearing certain things that are like charms that have some type of power to ward off evil. The Radbaz in a Tshuva brings a raya from there that Issed Rabbonon, carrying these things, is certainly not Issed Deraisa. You're not carrying it in your hand, you're carrying it with a shinui. But wearing these type of things, the reason why they're mutter is because of refuah skulis. It's only an Issed Rabbanon. That's the Radbaz. Shlomo Kluger says no. He says the pshat is that because it's a school of refuahs, it becomes like a taksha. It's like wearing a necklace. So he's doicha the right. There's no Issed at all involved. However, we're left with a big question mark. First of all, what's the rationale? If it works, it works. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. And what is Reb Shlomo Kluger and those that bring this story of Zlotchev and Brod, what do they do with the Rayas that we just said? Now, by the way, others wanted a taina that the Rambam does not bring this halacha that we just said about Machin Loisei Chatzah Kovet Shaloi. Others want to say the Rambam was Chayzel Halacha, and even though it's a Machloikis, the Rambam actually passes from Matzi Ben Chorosh. It doesn't sound that way, because in Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam talks about what you're allowed to wear in Perek Yutes, going out, again, to ward off Koiches Hara in a way that's a refuah. Yoytzim b'chol dover sh'toylen oytzim shum refuah. You're allowed to wear anything that they say. It used to be for the 40s and earlier, before they had a vaccine for polio, when it was polio season, Rachman al Tzon, they would go out, the kids would go out with camphor around their neck. Supposedly that would ward off the virus. So anything that's toilen oisim shum refuah, v'hushe yoimru ha-roifim shum oil. The Rambam says very clearly, it has to be something that's medically accepted. Not that it's anything that helps. He says anything that the doctors say help. It has to be medically accepted. What you have to say is that when something is vaday, going to help, l'moshul, by Mordechai the Esther, the pshat is that Mordechai knew Beruach HaKodesh that the Siba for the Gzeira of Haman and Achashverosh to kill out the Yidden was because they were Nenemi Sudas HaShul Achashverosh. He knew that if they fast, that will be Mavatl. That was a Dovah Bar. It wasn't just desperate measures. The Gemara in Tainis Daf Yidal that we mentioned is talking about a tefillah. Who knows if there's a koyach tefillah that's vaday over there? It could be that Reb Shlomo Kluger and the Dayan and Zlotchev were at odds. Maybe one was a misnagid, one was a chesidish. I don't think Reb Shlomo Kluger was a big misnagid, but he certainly wasn't a follower of chesidish rabbis. Could be they argued whether that was considered a vaday or not. The Chatzar Kovid, by the way, the Rambam also says that's only a sofik. It's not a vaday. The Beit Yosef in Simen Shin Aleph does bring a back and forth. It says some of the Rishonim argue, the Rambam and the Rashba, they argue that even something which is Refuah Derech Skula is also matter. So the Shal is not so partial. Even according to the Rambam, it could be that if there's a Vadai Refuah, even though we read the Lashon of the Rambam, something that the Reifim say helps, something that's a Vadai, any medical intervention is not a Vadai. Well, it's not somebody can't breathe and put him, you don't know if it's going to help. You don't know if it'll save the person's life. The Hatzolah ambulance racing and doing its best. You don't know for sure. The Teretz, even on a Svek, what you're doing is refuah. Something which is a Sgula, which is Sguli, if it's not a Vadai, if the efficacy of it is not a Vadai, then it's not even considered within the realm of a Sophic, B'chuch Nefashis. That would seem to be the test. It's not 100% clear what the cutoff point of that is. Now this discussion is fascinating. It also goes in a few different directions. The Chabina Rov in David Misharim Chelek Aleph Simikuf Yud Gimel has a discussion also about a famous Tosfos Bav Metzia Daf Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Beis, where Elio gave a bracha to the Isha Shunamit, she would have a son. The son died. She brought the dead body of her son to Eliyahu HaNavi. And the Gemara in Bava Metzia Daf Kuf Yud Dalet says that Eliyahu HaNavi was a Kohen. One of the Amoraim over there asked him how he's allowed to be in a Beis HaKvaros. The whole story in the Gemara. So Tosfos says right away, if Eliyahu HaNavi was a Kohen and he's not allowed to be Metamel LeMeisim, so then how was he Mispal? It says over there in Sefer Melachim, it's in the Haftarah, that of the Isha Shunam is that Eliyahu HaNavi prostrated himself on the body of the Ben Shunamis and he brought him back to life. He says, L'choira, that's a refuah skulis, and a refuah skulis is not matir. So you could say Eliyahu HaNavi was betua, because he was the one that drew Benes down the nefesh of the child into, that she should be able to have a child. So he knew that he would have the koyach to restore life to the child. Ken Zayin. Others want to tie in. There's a Shittim Gubetz over there that the Ben Yishu Shunamis didn't really die. It wasn't real Tchias HaMesim. It's not like the Pashtus of Rishonim. We'll talk about Tchias HaMesim, etc. And what Tosfos says over there is Shehoye Boru Loi Sheichayehu Lekachut La Latamim Mishum Degok Nefesh. So Tosfos says that it has to be Boru. It could very well be, like we said, that every medical intervention does not need to be a Dover Borah. It's considered Pekuch Nefoshes, even if there's a 1 in 1,000 chance. Hatzolah races over to save somebody's life, even if it's a 1 in 10,000, 1 in 100,000 chance that you could save the guy. Run over. There's no questions asked. But if it's an Indian schoolie, only when it has a vadai of efficacy, not like we said by Chotzer Kovi, which is only a Sofik, but more like Mordechai Esther, over there, that would be considered legitimate intervention. That would be considered Pekuch Nefoshes. Others ask the question, why does it have to be borrowed? The Netziv, the famous Shtickel, where the Netziv and Hemek Shaila says that the reason why it had to be borrowed is because there is no Pekuch Nefoshes. Why not? Taisa says, Mishum Pekuch Nefoshes. So the Hemek Shaila explains a famous Cheshmu, we've spoken about in other Shiurim, that when somebody is gasping for breath, or somebody had a heart attack, Rachmanson, or worse, over there the person's alive. The child had already died. There's no din pekuch nefashis to save the life of a person who's dead to bring him back to life. What is there yet? All there is a cheshbon. Besides for pekuch nefashis, there's also a cheshbon, like we mentioned earlier, there's the concept of mutav sheichal shabbos achas b'chdei sheishma. You're allowed to make a mathematical cheshbon of, besides from pekuch nefashis, there's a separate idea of, you're allowed to make a mathematical cheshbon of saving a life in order that Shabbos next week should be kept. More Shabbos should be kept, and this Shabbos should be desecrated. One Chil Shabbos, the Torah says, you know, again, a person not make his own cheshbonis in that, but when it comes to lives, the Torah tells us, it's Gemara v'shomru b'nei Yisrael, so Shabbos, what's v'shomru? Shabbos es harbe. Mutiv shechal Shabbos achas, b'chdei sheyishma Shabbos es harbe. So when somebody's dead already, there's no pekuch nefoshes. But you still have mathematically, if you bring him back to life, mutiv shechal Shabbos achas, v'ayichal Shabbos es harbe. So because of that, that's why it had to be boroloi, because mathematically, it had to be a vadai. That's a shtickel Torah. But suffice it for our purposes to say that maybe the teretz is that when there's a refuah sgulis, when something is not medically, doesn't have any medical history, so in terms of spiritual intervention, it has to be a dover borer to permit chil Shabbos. Benisham should give us that these shailas should only be in the realm of talking and learning, and we shouldn't have to deal anymore with shailas of human life and precious human life and making decisions about one, what one is allowed to do and what not is allowed to do. We should be zeichet to the bracha of ki ani Hashem roifecho. The Rebbeinu Shalom should be ultimately the roifech al basa. We should see yad Hashem b'chesed b'rachamim in being merapit all our chaloim and comforting all those that need a nechama. And we should be zeichet to see Yeshua v'nechamas kol Yisrael.
The Beis Chabad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.